I've probably seen them. I've owned a lot of guitars, but I do my own work. Usually I end up buying it. When I buy a guitar, it usually needs a little bit of work. The neck's usually a little overbowed or things like that. Nothing major. Clean the frets, polish them, and then put the strings on and set the neck, get the neck adjusted properly, and then intonate it, and I'm ready to go. They're ready to, all my guitars play good and sound good. I love them. But, yeah, like I said, sometimes I make things sound a little complicated, but it's not. Once you've done it, you'll be like, oh, well, I can do this. You know, it's pretty simple, because I know people who don't know how to do guitars. They think, oh, man, I'm not touching that truss rod. I'm afraid I'll screw the guitar all up and everything. Not if you're careful. It's a simple process. As long as if you stick the feeler gauge between the 8th fret and the string, and actually you see the string lifting as you push in, well, then you got to loosen the truss rod a little bit and let the neck bow a little bit. If you push the feeler gauge in, you're able to wiggle it up and down and stuff. Well, you got to tighten the truss rod. But as you tighten the truss rod, the action will go lower on it. It lowers the action also, too. But you can only go so far. You don't want to overdo the truss rod and have a back bow on it, because then, you know, you'll have a little action, but everything will buzz.